So all this shows our plans. We plan, and it is correct to plan. We must have a plan. And it is okay for now if you don't really know what you want to become. But right now, you know, you need to go to school. You need to pass your exams. You need to pass primary. You need to pass secondary. You need to go to university, or you need to do something. And soon, inshallah, you need to one day, perhaps maybe you are thinking, inshallah, I will get married. Am I right? How many of you want to get married? One day when you are much older, you want to get married. Put up your hand. You want to get married? Put up your hand. Yes. Okay, put your hands down. Excellent. I can see our big sheikh here. He says, I want to get married one day, inshallah. May Allah bless you. Right, not right now, but sometime in the future, you will get married by the will of Allah. So man has plans, but Allah can, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the final say. Sometimes you want to do something, and Allah does not want you to do that. You want to marry someone, and Allah knows that this person is not what you think he or she is. So Allah doesn't want it to happen. When He closes the door, don't be sad. Just say, Alhamdulillah. I am happy, O Allah. Right? I am happy. You are happy with what? The decision of Allah. Allah can change those plans at any time. You want to be a doctor, you might not make the grades. If you don't make the grades, do you become depressed? No. You try again. Maybe you want to try the third time. After that, maybe you can change your field and become something else. Maybe Allah wants to take you through a different door altogether. Right? So Allah knows best what is suited for you. In the same way, Allah knows when it is best to take my life away and your life away. People will be sad when you lose your mom, when you lose your dad, your brother, your sister, one day maybe a child. It is sad because we are going to miss them, but we are believers. We are what? We are what? We are believers. We believe in the life after death, right? When you die and you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get a chance to meet all those who you would like to meet there in Jannatul Firdaus, in Jannah. May Allah give us Jannah. Say Ameen. So we are concerned. We have a mission. We want to fulfill it. Allah can change it at any time. Now, how many of us here have a guarantee that tomorrow morning we are going to be alive? Does anyone have a guarantee that they are going to be alive tomorrow morning? Put up your hand. Nobody, not even one, right? Nobody. Because we don't know what might happen now, what might happen later. I don't have a guarantee. If I don't have a guarantee, then what do I need to do? Surely, as much as I want to be a doctor, I want to be a dermatologist, I want to be a pilot, I want to be an Islamic scholar, I want to be, what did you say? A neurosurgeon. As much as I want to be all of that, which is very beautiful, it is so encouraging to hear that. And I really would like to see you work hard to achieve as well. As much as it is encouraging to see that, I tell you something. You need to understand, you might just meet with Allah before that. You might return to Allah. That is the reality. The reality of death is something that can come at any time. You need to be prepared to meet with Allah.